Spark Nation, good afternoon. How are you all doing today? Can you touch your neighbor and feel their temperature? And be sure they are. Just check on them if they are Sunday people or real people. James, are you sure you're ready for the word here? So should I just stay here, right? Let me have a conversation with you here. Forget the rest of the church. You see what it is. You know, God has a genealogy. That means lines. Are you ready, Pastor Faith?
Yes, sir.
Let's have a conversation with them on this side. These
are the generations of the heavens and of the earth.
Huh? Did you hear that scripture? I didn't know heaven has a generation. These are the generation of heavens, not one, heavens and the earth, one. Are you really sure you're ready for the word today? Let me talk to them here. I'll be back. Okay, sorry. Today we want to finish a conversation we started on Thursday. And I'm going to zero in on the generation of heavens. But my concern is that there might just be Sunday worshippers here today. So... Don't you just love the word? It's amazing. But before I do that, where's Daniel? What I sent him is 1 second. Okay, all those who are going to give a word, be ready. I can call you anytime. Can you match up though? He said yes. Cool. Well, first of all, I know you've done this, but... Pastor Nims got a call from Pastor Betty. Pastor Nims called me and said, you've got to welcome these precious people, man of God and woman of God, Prophet Troy and Prophet Leanne. I hope I mentioned the name right. Please, once again, can you please give the Lord a round of applause for this man of God and woman of God. Good evening. Good afternoon. That's from the Troy Prayer Ministries. And I'll ask him to bring a greeting soon, just meeting for the first time. And I thought it's good for them to really see who we are. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth, so that we can go straight and have a conversation with those who are being called to ministry today. I want you to settle down at the back for the word for 1 minute. You know what that means. And today, what God is saying to us, like Dr. Bakri said last week, we've entered a new season, and the conversation has therefore changed. Yes, sir. Because the first thing Paul would say that it changed when he became matured was how he spoke. You didn't hear me. I'll check the temperature. If you are ready for the word, I'll go for it. If not, I'll just do a detour. When I was a child, where's that scripture now? It said the first thing I was doing was that I conversated. I spoke. It is first the conversation. And when heaven is ready to do a thing in a city, it changes the conversation. It speaks in another level with people, sons and daughters. There's a conversation God is having over this city. And he's having that conversation with you. It is different. And when he said, when Jesus had a conversation on the cross, the Bible says there was an approval from heaven, but the people around said it has thundered. Their ears were not circumcised to understand what heaven is saying. So as far as they are concerned, it is church as usual. As far as they are concerned, it is, oh my God, it is just the norms. It is our fathers went to this mountain and that mountain to worship, and it is Sunday morning stuff. It is breakthrough stuff. And God began to say, I want a city. So, you know, what the woman by the well was looking for was a right conversation with a right man. So she went to man number one and the conversation was wrong. Broken marriage, the church will call it. She went to the second man. Do you remember the woman by the well? And the conversation was not what she was looking for. But this woman, I want you to hear me how. I'm talking about how to take a city. Oh my God. This woman was a city taker. The city, the spirit of Deborah was what was hanging over this woman. But she kept having the conversation with wrong men. So it wasn't one man, not second man, not the third man. She was looking for the right convo. And one day Jesus sent out his disciples to do just one thing again, to get food. And when they were out getting food, the Bible says he stood by the well waiting for this woman. Well, we didn't know he was waiting. We thought he was just hanging out by himself. And this woman came and said, can you? And Jesus started a conversation. Yes. We're going back to the generation of the heavens and the earth. What was the generation of heaven and the earth? I want to take you to the most important conversation. It is a conversation between God and Adam. Adam did not finish this conversation, because that's the generation of the heavens. Everything God was talking to Adam about was how he formed heavens. And Adam could not finish it. And God continued this conversation with Moses. Moses began to write in the beginning. You know, it was on the mountain that Moses wrote all of Genesis. This was the conversation that Adam was having with God, but could not complete it. And Moses continued, but when Moses came down, it broke the template of nation building. It is not church building. Forget church building. Church has not changed the world. Freemason and the gay right has taken everything. And the church is busy building mega churches, and they have no influence. Mega church, zero influence. American church, big for nothing. What's American church big for? Programs, conventions, revival. You can't do a revival program. Revival is in the chop houses. Revival is daily. And they broke bread. Revival, let me tell you what revival is. It's constant conversation. Remember, it sets you in the nation to set you over the nation. We're going to have revival program next month. Too late. What about we have revival now and here? We're going to change the world. And all those of you who are new, I want to tell you something quickly. I told you this on Thursday. The conversation got started with your parents. They may not have made it, but don't let the serpent distract you from that conversation. Everything starts with a conversation. Learn that Trump was with Kim Jong-un this morning. Not to hug him, they're going to talk. They said Trump makes history. It's a conversation of change. You know, I learned this week, for things to remain the same, things must change. You didn't hear me. Things must change in order to remain the same. You know, anyway, let me leave that. So they were having this conversation. God was having this conversation with Adam. And Adam got interrupted by Eve. Why? Because Eve kept having the wrong conversation. The greatest agenda of Satan is humanism. It is a state where people don't need God. It's not trying to get you to satanism. It's trying to make you human. That's the conversation it's busy having with you. A place where a person don't need to depend. He said to him, he said, don't worry about all of these things. If you see that guy that keeps coming to your husband in the cool of the day, if you eat this fruit, you will be exactly like him. And you will have and develop your own conversation. So when God came in the cool of the day, looking for his bestie again, he realized that he's no longer there. What shifted Adam's position? He had a conversation. And with that conversation, he was no longer going to be found where the conversation put him. He's gone now. And the conversation changes. God said, where are you? He could no longer tell God where he was. Or is. He began to tell God his situation. Did you hear me, Brit? God asked him about his location. He replied God with his situation. He said, we are naked. God said, I didn't ask you for your state. I ask you for your location. Where we stopped our conversation yesterday. The location was not a spot. And he said, Adam, where are you? It was not a spot in Eden. It is what you heard last. Have you turned to a person before and said, where are you on the issue? The issue of faith that we discussed 3 weeks ago, where do you stand? That was what God was asking Adam. Not are you behind the tree? Or are you at the gate of the garden? Where are you in regards to our conversation? Because last week, I told you to go name the animals and you named them. Now I've asked you, but where is your stance on what we discussed last? Because I haven't seen it manifest. You haven't done it. He said, God, it is no longer about what you asked me to do. It is now my situation. I wish you heard what I just said. Pentecostal church did a damage to the church. They began to name it, to claim it. It is rubbish. You don't name anything. He names it. He commands you to have dominion. You don't claim a car. It's an insult on the spirit of grace. Ask of me the nations. I told you on Thursday, he told you what to ask. He said, ask of me the nation, not a big church. Ask the nations. Said, if you dare to ask me the nations, I will give you the ends of the earth. So he comes to Adam and said, on our last topic, where are you? God said, I'm naked. God said, what are you talking about? Adam, what happened? This was not our last discussion. Your situation was not part of our discussion. You were just an agent of my concern. Spark Nation, you are an agent of God's concern. You are not here to solve knife crime. It was just God's concern for the moment. So God asked you this morning, where are you? Said, I haven't paid my bills. God said, that was in the discussion. The last time I was talking to you 20 years ago, we left a discussion somewhere. I told you to replenish the earth, to subdue it. I sent you to a city to go and take it. Why are you back telling me you have not married yet? Pentecostal church dug a hole for our parents. They went right into that hole. Look at London today. Look at the state of the church today. And you all may not understand it. And I don't need you to. Someone was asking one of my sons, said, do you know Benny Hinn? I said, you don't understand these guys. They don't know anybody like that. So we don't know them. We don't know anybody. It's a new breed. So I was looking at him saying, you don't understand this. You just came here. Aha. They said the only band we know is this band. Don't know anybody. Already I know people are on Google now checking musician, actor. It's a preacher. Listen to me, please. I'm going to stop this soon. This is the generation. So Adam paused the conversation. Moses continued it. When he came down, he saw that they've erected a statute. He breaks the conversation halfway. Joshua took lands because of the conversation that Moses was having. That's why they continuously call Joshua the servant of Moses. He's a servant of that conversation. But that's not where I'm going this morning, guys. That's not where I'm up to. I'm going for something more than that. The earth is where God formed Adam from. Might have said this before, but I will repeat it this morning. In case you think you are too young for a convo or you are too old for it. I told you weeks and weeks that including my own parents, our parents missed this conversation. They mistook it for something else. It became about their needs rather than God's need. Do you remember on Periscope, I asked you what qualifies a person to be Satan? And people say, can you be qualified? Jesus called Peter Satan. He said, get behind me, Satan. And he told them why. He said, you have no concern of God in your heart. He said, you only have yours. Listen to this now. Are you ready for the next scripture?
Yes, sir.
Then God looked at the earth I'm talking about how to take a city now, Spark Nation. You've advanced. Daddy Coke, can you just write for me the number of souls this year? That's all I have to do. It's vanished. Just write on a piece of paper, sir. Thank you. This convo, Spark Nation, I'm going to go into ordination now. This conversation is what God is going to have with the earth. I want you to hear me how and hear the scriptures. This is how to take a city. I was going to tell you, Pastor Nikki, from your text, Satan does not push. If you feel pushed as a fellowship, Satan doesn't push, he kills. Satan doesn't say, let me just push and see. The thief does not come except to number one, steal. Next grade, kill. The next stage, destroy. It doesn't come to see how you are pushed on every side and how you react. No. So it's not Satan pushing. If you are pushed on every side, it must be that you are doing something right. And that's not, oh, you're doing something right, so Satan is attacking you. No. He's pressing the best God out of you. And in case you don't believe or understand that, think about Job. And that looks like the story of Spark Nation. I need us to have the most angry week ever. So let me read this scripture to you, or let Pastor read this scripture to you. I'll drop three lines on it, and I'll let you go. I'll get into the ordination. Talk to me.
Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth.
Two things there. Fruit with seed. The fruit itself is the flesh. The seed is the spirit. Forget my picture, you know, or my video. This fruit, so that means there are fruits that don't yield seed. Huh? This fruit will have seed in itself. It will be two, the flesh and the spirit. I'll tell you why that is important in a moment. Read on, Pastor, quickly.
And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself.
Where is the seed?
In itself.
I thought you said you were ready for the word, though. Where is the seed?
In
Goldman Sachs?
In
HSBC?
In
the seed is in itself. In other words, the flesh carries the seed for the spirit. So your seed is in yourself. The only question will be if you've sown it. And I'm not talking about money. Because until you've sown that seed, even the money will not come. So this is not a money seed now. Read on, Pastor, quickly.
Whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good.
Okay.
So the evening and the morning were the third day.
Okay.
Then God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons.
Jump to 16.
Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day.
That's right.
And the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also.
Yeah.
God set them in the firmament of the heavens.
The generation of the heavens and the earth. Stop reading. Let me talk to you because of time. God had created man out of the earth. Talk to me. Right or wrong? He's created man, he's formed man from the dust of the earth, but from the same earth, he had commanded fruit and seed. God had given life. If we had time, we would have read it, but you can read it at home. He had given life to Adam after all the seed had come, and he had told Adam how to cultivate the earth. So now, if God did not make Adam out of the earth is useless. So every creativity God's got had to be invested in the earth in order for the earth to have meaning. If it doesn't do it, the earth is there, but it has nothing in it. So from what God created, the genealogy, the generation of heaven and earth, the story, the relationship between heaven and earth. So what I want to tell you, Spark Nation, this morning is there was a conversation that was going on with the earth. God came to earth. He formed man from the dust. And when he did that, he gave life. His own life cannot be money. His life has to be all he has. So when we say we are life givers, what he gave was all he has. The same thing it will now repeat in Mary. That Mary will be a virgin, but what the Holy Ghost did, he said the Spirit of God will overshadow you. And in that scripture was fulfilled, for God so loved the world, and he gave all he has. What did God do for Adam or with Adam? He gave his life. Everything he has was in Adam, so that God will not have to show up on earth anymore. Once Adam enters the dominion that God has proposed for him, God is not coming. The plan was for man to be fruitful. I hope you heard what I just said. No. So you now understand why I read that scripture. It said, let the earth produce fruit that has its seed, that is Adam. Adam has bought the fruit. I was reading Adam to you, my friends. And he has seed in him. That is why, what did Adam do? When he named the animals, he called lion, lion. He gives lion all he has, minus one thing. Lions cannot make choice like man. But it gave him his life. It gave him the ability to perform. No. The giving of life is ability to perform in like manner. That's why I said, let them bear fruit according to their kind. So when he, ande kaliata bahande, when he said, let them produce fruit and seed that can produce according to, in the same manner, after the same shape. Guess what is in you, Spark Nation? Guess why you look like what you look like? If you can find a pity, and it says to me, don't give church, give them your life, they will begin to perform in like manner. Why? Because it commanded the earth to produce fruit after its kind. How do you take the nation? You go there and give. Many of you, why is he trying you in the area of your money? That's the most important thing. That's your life right now. What is the life of UK? It runs on credit. This economy, what is the life of it? How do you break that bondage?
You give life. I haven't even reached where I'm going yet. But maybe not this morning. However young you are, 15, 16, you are a fruit that has a life. And you know, sometimes when fruits come, they can have dents on them. The body shape of the fruit don't mean anything. How a mango fruit turns out, it doesn't mean anything. What matters to the life giver, and the mango is the seed in it. Because the end matter of the mango fruit is that it will be sliced or squeezed. So the body don't mean anything. But please, please don't touch the seed. People damage their body and squash the seed. Because for this economy, for this nation, what matters is the fruit. But you see, for the wise and those who rule out this area, it is your seed that matters. That's why there is a redundancy age. Is you the end of professionalism is redundancy. That's the end, professionals. It's your Sunday. Are you listening to me? So when God wanted to take the earth, what did he do? For God so loved the world that he gave. And the Bible was clear to say it's only.
Amen. Spark Nation. First things first. I'm not a professional. Let's get that right, Pastor Sam. I'm a spiritual man in a certain profession. Are you listening? I don't rely on the system of man. Professionals have got it wrong for so long. They've separated a spiritual life and their profession. The Bible says in Jeremiah, cursed is the man who relies on the strength of man, who makes the flesh of man his dependency. So certain people in the professional world that are believers, they build according to the system. But Jeremiah says it. It says bad things happen to those who depend on human strength. So I don't depend on human strength. As a professional, I know that I am a spiritual man in a certain profession. Do you understand? Do you understand, Spark Nation? Professionals build according to the system. They work 9 to 5. Build for years, build credit, build houses, climb the ladder. But I understand that you see that system that I'm sent to. I'm sent there to infiltrate the system, to penetrate the system, not to be a slave to the system. Do you understand? Are you listening, Spark Nation? Let me speak about a conversation. How long do I have, sir? I'm going to speak about a conversation. I'm going to speak about a man called Peter who had a conversation with Jesus on a boat. Peter was a professional. He was a fisherman.
Right.
Are you listening?
That's right.
He met a man called Jesus who started a conversation with him. Let me tell you how the conversation started. Jesus said, Peter, would you allow me on your boat? What was the boat? The boat was Peter's platform. It was his place
That's
of work.
Right. That's right.
It was UBS. It
That's
was Citibank.
Right.
It was Stemple.
Let this microphone work, guys,
it was
please.
Goldman Sachs. He asked him a question. It was a test. Peter, you're a professional. But would you allow me on that platform? What was he saying? He was saying, Peter, would you carry me on that platform? Would you carry me? So I know when I go to work, when I'm in my place of work, I know I go there with a different mindset. I don't go there as a slave. I go there carrying Jesus. I go there carrying Spark Nation. I go there carrying 1,000 PTs. Do you understand? Are you listening? It was a question. That's the first question. Peter, would you carry me? And then he asked him a second question. It was a test. You see, the second question he asked Peter was, Luke 5, Peter, would you sell a little from the land? Would you sell a little?
Yes.
What was he asking for? Now, this man called Jesus has entered the profession of Peter. He's on his boat. He's on his platform. Now, he asked him a question. Would you sell a little from the land? What was he asking for? He was asking for control. Would you give me control?
Wow.
I know this is your boat, Peter. I know this is your work, Bio. But I need to ask you a question. Would you give me control? Would you allow me to step on your boat and tell you where to go?
That's right.
A question. That's the second question he asked him. And Peter passed. He allowed them on the boat. He sailed. Gave him control. So, sir, I understand. You see, as a profession, when it comes to the Sunday and they say, when PT gives the charge and says, I need 74 professionals to give £1,000 seed, 500, whatever it may be, what is he asking for? Control. It's no longer your boat to control. Do you understand?
That's
it's
right.
No longer your platform to control. The control belongs to Jesus.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you something. You see, what I found interesting was that it was the boat that Jesus entered. And he gave him two questions, which were tests. But he wasn't going there. Where was he going? He was going to the seas. What he wanted was Peter to have control of the entire seas. So I understand. Listen to this. I understand. He comes to me. He first asks me, can you carry me on your boat? Then he asks me again, Bio, would you give me control of your boat? Why? Because Peter, Bio, I want you to empty your net on the seas, because I don't want to give you control of just IT where you're working. I want to give you control of the entire seas. Every single fish in the sea belongs to you. Every single person in the IT industry belongs to you. I want to give you control of the entire seas. But first question first, would you carry me on your boat? Would you give me control? Because the boat is not where it ends, it's the seas. Every single person in the IT industry, every single fish, I will capture. You see? I've realized something about seed. God wants to give you influence. Professionals, where are you? Where are the professionals? Where are you? This year, can I prophesy, sir? This year, God will give us influence. Influence on your boat. Influence in your profession. Are you listening to me, Spike Nation? Influence. But let me tell you something. You see, that influence depends on the seed you sow in that profession. The impact. When God begins to feel your impact, when the seed begins to stir, when it gets to a certain level and he feels the impact you are having in that place of work, when he feels the impact you are having in your profession, influence will come. Zero impact, zero influence. So when I go to my place of work, what am I doing? I'm carrying Jesus there. When people begin to hear, I'm not speaking about hearing as in laying hands, shouting Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. When people begin to hear, when I begin to speak about Jesus, what am I doing? I'm showing them the life. Who remembers that teaching? When I show them the life, they will look for the way and find the truth. Amen.
Wow. Spark Nation, do not stop giving God praise. Where are the professionals in the house? Where are the spirit-filled professionals? There's a difference between your creation and your making. You could be created to do certain things, but your making is a phone call.
Whoa.
You could be created to do certain things, but your making process is a telephone conversation, but you need to pick that phone call up. That's why in Genesis we say, and God created man. And Pastor Tunde Bakare will show us that they had to be formed before they were made.
That's right.
And it was the entrance of the Spirit of God into man that resulted in their making process. Mm. Don't try to be self-made. Try to be God-made.
That's right. That's right.
Because you see, in the professional world, they teach you how to climb ladders, right, Pastor Bio? The property ladder. Try to climb the credit ladder. But there is a snake waiting at the end of it.
That's right.
It's called snakes and ladders.
That's right. Whoa.
That snake. That Amalek is the devil. He has been eating dust since Genesis. Until he will become a dragon in Revelation. When it's revealed to you, you will know. At the end of that property ladder is a snake.
Whoa.
Don't give your strength to snakes. That's why, Pastor Bayo, Jesus needed Peter's boat. Because he had to be made. He was created as a fisherman. But God had to make him the fisher
of
man. There is a difference between a fisherman and a fisher of man. A fisher of man is someone who's picked the phone call up. By the way, did you notice? Peter did not have to evangelize to the other boat owners. Oh, you didn't hear me?
No way. Say that again.
Peter did not need to evangelize to the other boat owners. He did not have to speak. The breaking of his net after he caught a lot of
that's
fish.
That's right. Spoke. It was his harvest that spoke. It's not. Don't go. It's not his shirt. It is not his Bible. It is a conversation. It said, cast your net. A convo. Cast your net into the deep for a catch. When he had the catch, others came. The church don't have catch, but they ask people to come. And they said, with what? Don't stop now.
Okay, sir. Sometime last year, God showed me a conversation. Pastor, I've never said this to you. I saw a merger between the two biggest consultancies in the railway. And I wrote it down in my notepad. And I said not a word. I shared with some of my leaders yesterday. I did not know that God was preparing me to solve a problem. You see something? When you have a rapid growth of an organization, something generally goes down. It's called your efficiency. And God showed me that the efficiency will begin to dip. But the purpose of Dami is to get the efficiency up. Let me tell you why. On Friday, I spent my whole day reviewing one design report. That design report was created in a haste. I reviewed it and it was tripe. It was rubbish. Then I remembered and I had to go back home to open my notebook. Then I saw that God had shown me that efficiency would dip waiting for you.
Whoa.
That's why they gave me the report to review on Friday. And I saw all the holes, all the gaps. Because if they issued the design like that, they would have lost millions of pounds.
Whoa.
But they were waiting for a Pastor Danny, not a Danny.
That's right.
Let me tell you why this is important. A lot of the people now in my industry that listen to my voice, it is because I have allowed Jesus enter my boat.
That's right.
But let me tell you why. When PT says the seed is the most important thing, that is why the Bible will say, if a seed abides by, if it's not sown into the ground, if it does not die, it abides alone.
That's right.
I am so happy. I don't celebrate my birthdays. Okay. I celebrate my death day.
Sabrehande.
The day I died. Oh, the day I died. The day I died was the day that Jesus rose in me.
That's right.
That is why. Listen to me. That is why I was the youngest ever chartered engineer to register in this country's history.
That's right.
But listen to me. When Pastor Toby says, professional sow seed in the ground, I did exactly that. I sowed everything. I sowed my all. Pastor Kwabena, you can testify to this. About 3 weeks ago, all the money that I had been planning, I have to use money. Guess why? I have been trained to chase money. So I had to kill money. I sold everything we had made from January to
that.
May.
The killing of money is a serious word. But please continue the convo.
I sold everything in one day. You and I emptied the bank account, right? And there was one pence left because the credit system needs one P inside. I don't have enough time. We sold it all in one day. Marco Seto Jevini Anta. That is what Pastor Bai was talking about, when the spirit in you moves, not the flesh in you that moves. Because the spirit gives life. So as I made that move to sow everything in the bank account to enter it, Pastor Toby, you know, one day you called us to have a meeting. A group of leaders went to meet PT that morning. I did not know that as we were having that meeting, me and Pastor Kwabena were looking at the bank account after we just finished sowing everything. On day one, over half of what we've made in 5 months. On day two, over half of what we made in 5 months. On day three, over half of what we made in 5 months. Power base. Spark Nation.
It's okay, it's still power base, still.
The seed I made in 5 months, I got it back in 3 days.
It has to be 3 days.
It has to be 3 days. Listen to me. I think I have two more things to say, Pastor. Am I allowed to? I said, there is a difference between your creation and your formation. Your creation, you have nothing to do with it. But your making process depends on your positioning. Ask your neighbor, where are you positioned? That's why God asked Adam, where are you?
That's right.
Has anyone ever played football before? The striker's positioning is the most important thing in his role. His ability to be well positioned for when the ball comes to him determines whether he will score or not. By the way, and Peter mentioned this, your flesh might slow you down, but if you've got the right spirit, you'll be positioned in the right way. Let me teach you about Ronaldo. Cristiano Ronaldo has scored more goals in his 30s, rates per game, than he did when he was a younger man. When he had speed in him, it wasn't his fleshly speed that got him the goals. Now, the football analysts have looked at him and they've studied something about Ronaldo. It is his positioning that makes the difference.
Whoa.
They've looked at him. They've done a heat map. A heat map of where Ronaldo is on the pitch. They said that when he was younger, he was everywhere. But now that he's older,
Shabadebosa.
And he has scored.
Oh my God. What a one.
Now. Someone say now.
Now.
Someone say now.
Now.
I will not move until I've got my positioning instructions. Hold on. Ronaldo now scores more goals as an older man per game than he did when he had all the speed
wow.
in his legs.
Wow.
Because he's been well positioned. By the way, why was Samuel able to hear God?
Why?
Because he was in the right position.
Oh my God.
Samuel was 12 years old when his mom took him to that temple, when he was in the temple and he got that call. 12. He had a chance to go and play outside. He could have gone and done what the rest of his friends were doing. Ask your neighbor, are you well positioned? Your positioning is everything. That's why you find me. I don't move left or right. I've got my gaze transfixed on Jesus' face. I will not move from the target because I am an arrow sent into the world from the quiver of my Father. Spark Nation, are you well positioned?
you please remove the video and put the lyrics on? What a word. The only way God could have taken the earth is by seed. It could no longer do it through command unless it finds an agent on earth. He commanded light to be and light answered, but the moment man steps on the scene, the fruit was there and the seed will be the response headquarters. So the moment Adam gave that seed to Satan, it gave Satan food. I said all that to say to you, if you're an IT consultant, an engineer, it cannot command anything in engineering world unless it finds you as a seed there. I will give unto you the keys of the house of David. It did not just give them the key of the house of David. It took the key of Hades, the house of death, so that you can open and close at will. So if God wants to take the London city, he can't use a preacher. It's not a preacher. It's not even a preacher in the marketplace or what they call this stuff. It's going to be a financial banker who is a financial guy by fruit, but by seed, a revivalist. COD, you know why I told you to remain the same? Don't try to be like other fellowship. Your seed is in you. If it calls you for ministry, no matter how much pressure, don't lose focus. Are you listening, Obi? You've got to go to Ireland tomorrow, by the way. And maybe two of you, you got to go preach in Ireland and return on Thursday. And just take my greeting to them. He places you in certain locations. And he said, I'm going to make an altar call soon. Altar call is just reshaping of location. It calls you back to that location. I love what you guys said about Peter. I met him as a fruit. So let me convert you now to a seed. Your boat, your source of income, your source of livelihood, what guarantees you for your tomorrow. Can I have it? And you know when Jesus took it, he was never intending on returning it. You know why he won't return it? Because Peter will no longer be there. He won't need the boat anymore. Jesus will become his mobility. What he wants to get in life, listen to me, Spark Nation, a movement of many young people, right? The first thing he has to disable in us is what got our parents here, because he didn't move them that far. I'll say, let me demobilize your idea about church. so that you can move. He said, but if I have no wheels, I cannot move. He said, no, I took Israel out of Egypt on the eagle's wing. So when we make altar calls, this year we've had 3,000 plus people answer altar calls. All between the age of 18. You know why that could be possible? Some people are not lending Jesus their boat, they're giving it. From finance to time. Don't encourage me if you are not a giver. It may mean something to me, it means nothing to God. And like Pastor Dami said, I don't want to preach any longer. There is a snake at the bottom of every ladder. And Jesus calls us this morning, say, you can come up here. The world will have all manner of system to get where they think they want to go to. You know the problem with the world is this. What they ask for in success, they don't even know it. When they get there, they realize, this is not what I'm looking for. You celebrate the day you died. Because that's the day you became many. The purpose of birth is death. That we may multiply and replenish the earth. What God was telling Adam was to replenish. You will die, Adam. And he allowed Eve to say, leave. Look, if you eat this, you'll be alive. But the guy was not, but that was death. Look at this city today. You see a lot of young people and need to live this life. And God said, the way to this life is death. No wonder when these guys get successful, they still need cocaine so that they die. They're looking for death in everything. They just don't know that it is in Spark Nation or in Christ. It takes you and kills you so that you can come to life. Listen to me. Why do people surrender guns and knife and all those stuff here? Because they carried death, but they wanted to die. I want to make a call. Let me have a convo now. All those who are getting ordained, Rickman, the bell, Faye, the call to ministry is death. Except Whitney, Duro, the two brothers, Louise, except a corn of wheat falls, it has to fall, Maria, and die. He said, if it doesn't do that, it abides alone. So my convo with you is this. Anything that is not dead can be many people but no influence. The church had become mega with zero influence. I can agree with some people who would say the person leading America right now is God's plan and God's whatever, God's servant. I don't mind. But if that's the best God has to produce, we've got problems. The church is in problems. If that's the best, it means God doesn't have a choice to say, look, I would have to, and it happened in the Bible. He said, I would have to take Cyrus and strengthen him because in Zion, I find nobody. Spark Nation, we cannot afford to be like that. Ministers and leaders, you carry the ark of this covenant. It is not your conversation. And that's for everybody. I see pastors having carnal conversation with people. When will you marry? What about your life? That's Eve. Remember God made Eve. Remember God put Eve in the garden. Remember Eve is a professional helper. So it is likely that Adam will almost respond to him as if this is help. But it's not help. It is destruction. If you're here this afternoon, remove this from me, please. And just about the time we're about to ordain, ordination is a sign for us in this house. After that, or during the ordination, the prophet will bring a greeting. But ordination is a sign. This is what I'm saying to the nation, guys. And I've finished preaching now. Let me just talk to you. What I'm saying to the nation is this. I told someone today, the only reason why you think she's not qualified to be a pastor at 22 is because she's your sister. If she wasn't, you wouldn't mind. We should have 15-year-old pastors. You don't fall because you are young into sin. You fall because of the nature of sin. Age is not why people fall. It's all I've seen. Professionals from NHS to engineering to Goldman Sachs to acting, actresses and actors, there is only one reason why you're there. You're supposed to be God's response center, command center. Everyone's command something, you pick it and do it. You're there to take over the place. You're not there to buy a house from that thing. It is not for house purchase. Your seed will bring you houses. What he told us was houses we did not build. Wells we did not dig. Now, if that word is not correct today, if it is not true, then don't believe there is heaven to go to. Because it said, I will give you the riches of the Gentiles. That's what he promised us as a nation, as a people, Spark Nation. This is our covenant. So people can get angry all they like in media. This is your training. This is your call. Why would you take over nations? So that you can boast? No. So that his kingdom can be established. When we started this campaign years ago, without knowing, I said, the agenda is simple. Anybody, when it comes to youth mothers, young people, crime and social mobility, entrepreneurship, anybody that does not bear the name of Jesus, we're going to go there and elbow them how. It is not a compromise thing. It's not, guess what we've done? We've done that. Yes, sir. We've done it. There is no organization in this country, according to Metropolitan Police. They said, there is none like you guys. So what did that cascade into? The police invited all the banks and companies that you work for and asked your pastor to come speak to them. Because the police said to me, because we know them, they will come if we invite them. They said, but we have nothing to offer. You do. And guess what our response is? I'll have to think about it. I'm not sure. Maybe today, maybe next year. I don't have time though, but I can spare 20 minutes. And you're not going as a church to say, well, you know, we just need help. Imagine if the chief of police is texting you saying, I see good things in the horizon, sir. How? Seriously. It is in your DNA to take over. But don't forget, you don't get there by t-shirts and handbands. The world responds to you based on harvest. Right now, all over London City, they are forcing the gay agenda down our throat. I'm not saying I'm for or against. That's not my ministry. I don't care. But it's in everybody's face. What were Christians doing? They were praying. But when these guys march out in unity, I was telling Pastor, one of the pastors said, they have oneness, you know. When they march out in unity and power, any force in front of them. I've seen Christians protesting against them before. When these guys came out, everybody was picking their Bible and going home. Have no unity. Have no power. Have no force. Spark Nation, there's a huge responsibility over you. Old or young, doesn't mean anything. And when we make altar calls, we're just saying you've got a boat. Your bank, your working place, and you need that boat. And Jesus may say, I need it. Giving must be according to divine response. Not your response. Not your concern. And I understand that there are many, many comfortable churches. And I told one of your sisters, say, go there. Look, in those places, they are so nice, they won't bother you. There's no takeover agenda. It's no. I've said to people, you know, you're the one looking for takeover. Most churches don't. Yeah, most people, they're not. We're taking over. No, no, no. You just want to get a house, have a family, settle down, and move on. But when you hear you say take over, they say, why? What are you taking over? Do you think you can change the world? Said, I don't think I can change the world. We will. Man's system does not bless people. It cages people. The ladder snaps at old age. I see it every day, and I see tons of people in their 60s coming to me for what HMRC is doing to them now when they are weak. That's the ladder someone has started climbing at early age. If you're here today and you know it's time to surrender all to Christ, or to give your life to Jesus, or to surrender certain things to the Lord, young men and women, you know, for me, the younger the better. Just before we get into ordination, and I think we're very much on time, I just want to say, I want God to use me. I don't want to live that life anymore. I'm coming into a life that is completely surrendered. And when we invite you to the altar in Spark Nation, we're not inviting you to be a good Christian. I really don't care about good Christianity. I care about what takeover. And the seed is in you right now. When we respond to that seed. And we're saying, God, use me. I want you to raise me like you're raising Spark Nation for this generation. And at this point, I'll begin to round up. Is there anyone here this afternoon? I want to say, I left a location.